Chris and I weren't able to talk about it necessarily last night, but yes, I do intend to get any work that he started on bills, particularly a two-person crew, and pick that up. I do have a conference call, a telephone call today. There's a leadership groups meeting, the returning Republican senators will be, there'll be some meeting today, and I'm going to be on a phone call with them. Part of that's going to be, we need to know now what your community choices are, and so I'm at this point, my intention would be to request transportation and telecommunications, and also revenue. And so the TNT committee would be oversight on, that would be the place for jurisdiction on the two-man crew bill. That's where it's all always been introduced in the past. So my plan would be to if the bill isn't going to already be presented, that I would look at opening and offering this bill as a bill sponsor. Right now, there's a couple of years left on the federal mandates for two-person crew. So it doesn't have to be done now, but it needs to be a priority. And I think to the extent that we can get that teed up and make sure that people understand that we're serious about it, that we want to make sure that we don't see this lapse along the way. This is critically important from a safety standpoint. We're on exactly the same page in terms of what needs to get done through that. Both have had good relationships with SMART-TD and the other railroad unions, but particularly SMART, who are the transportation people where this two-person crew would affect them. But two-person crew, of course, also affects a number of other things and public safety as well. I have the first draft done, in fact, the second draft done on the micro TIF bill, and I'll be talking with Gary Pearson again. He and I both were going to kind of wait till other things slowed down, but the time has come now where I need to get finishing touches on that bill and get it ready to be presented, which will be some cleanups to make it more useful, more effective. Obviously, I'm very focused on the Perkins County Canal, and there's going to be money, there's going to be talk about the Star Wars project, which would be the water projects between Lincoln and Omaha. And if I've learned anything, when they're talking about money for the eastern part of the state, you better be getting your order for your piece, or you're going to get left behind. So that will be a high priority as well. And I do think that there will be ARPA dollars coming back, and so I'll be working some with Senator Stenner. Of course, Senator Stenner is term limited, but he was the appropriations chair. He knows the ARPA rules inside and out. So I'm going to be working with him on two or three things, including a potential rebuild of the 4-H camp up at Halsey. And I know I'm not sure whether the 4-H Foundation's ready to move forward, but I can tell you the people in Thedford and Halsey are. And I think, so that's going to be another thing to look at, what kind of funding might be available, hopefully through ARPA dollars, so it's one-time federal dollars, and making that investment. So those are some things that are high on my priority scale at this point. There's a few. I'm still on the Ag Committee because my term technically doesn't end until January 3rd. So there'll be hearings that'll be going on, particularly on the Ag Committee. There's one on young farmers. I had quite a bit of input on that before. I think most of you know I've wanted to farm all my life, and I got stuck with being a banker instead. I guess it worked out okay, but I my first love's always been farming, and I know my staff all knows that. And so this beginning farmer bill is important to me because it wasn't something that was available when I could have used it years ago, and I'd like to see other young people have that opportunity.
Quick follow-up before the next topic on the Star Wars thing. Are you referring to more money for McConaughey when you talk about that? Because that was what was mentioned specifically in the bill last week.
McConaughey would be part of the Star Wars project as well, but when you're looking at the overall funding, we want to also make sure that, see, the original Perkins County Canal project was estimated to be $500 million,
right.
And we appropriated 53.5. The report is due any time now on the feasibility, so that's going to be key. Once we get the feasibility report back, then I think we're going to be in a better position to understand what the next steps are. This is critically important. All you've got to do is just look south of here and west, but particularly south, and you get into Perkins County, you get in southern Lincoln County, look at the dry land crops, and they were non-existent this year. If you ever wondered how important water is, you can see it now. I can also tell you, having gone on the Perkins County Canal tour with some other senators, and fortunately there were some from Omaha and Lincoln that were on that tour, we didn't get nearly the water we were supposed to have through the summer flows. That 120 cubic feet per second didn't flow this summer, and there were water users on the canal that never got their allocation this summer, and consequently they didn't raise an irrigated crop because they didn't get the water. That can't continue. We can't continue to allow that to stand. I would expect that Speaker Hilger is now soon to be new Attorney General. This will be a high priority for him, and if it isn't already, I'm going to be reminding him that it needs to be.
Okay, let's want to talk about state school aid, because of course you're familiar with that. You know, Senator Roney had pushed a plan that didn't make it that would have definitely addressed the issue of per student aid, foundation aid, but also would not have penalized equalized districts like North Platte, which gets $10 million a year from the formula right now. And he couldn't get anywhere because Governor Ricketts was not interested in doing anything different on taxes. Governor-elect Pillen has come out in favor of foundation aid, but apparently to the exclusion of basically working with the same pot we have. And the studies indicate if you do that, equalized districts like North Platte are going to suffer while our rural districts get more money. So there's obviously a needle to be threaded there, perhaps, if we're going to keep all of our rural and small town or urban districts whole. What are your thoughts about that, and what Mr. Pillen had proposed?
Well, I've been in contact with now Governor-elect Pillen along the way. In fact, they contacted me before they announced it to the public on what some of the basic pieces of that bill were. It's still really a very wide open piece. It's kind of the wish list, if you will. I would agree with you, Todd, that at the end of the day, in order to make that work, you're going to have to find additional funding. And I'd also tell you that if I've heard anything loud and clear, it's that property taxes are too high. And you know, as you know, this last round of the legislature, we also removed or lowered the maximum percentages for inheritance taxes. Well, that inheritance tax goes to the county, and so people say, well, let's eliminate the inheritance tax. Well, I'd like to eliminate the inheritance tax, but we're going to have to do that in a phased process, or all of a sudden we're going to push the counties to having to raise their property tax levies in order to handle their budget. So it's all kind of intertwined. What it really comes down to, though, is we've got too many equalized districts. Almost all the rural districts are equalized, meaning they're not getting any TEOSA money. That fundamentally is wrong. And that's what I think the governor-elect has been focused on, is we've got to get these equalized districts getting dollars, because that's a direct, well, that will directly impact what their property tax asks are gonna be. If you wanna get direct property tax reduction, you get the TEOSA formula fixed, then make it work better.